This is the Seven Figure Standard Podcast, hosted by Arash Vasugi and Mikey Stiller, with mindset and strategies to help you break through and create personal freedom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Seven Figure Standard Podcast. I'm Mikey Stiller, joined by my co-host, Arash Vasugi. And if you are ready to 10X your life, you're in the right place. Today, we're going to talk about contribution, and it's an episode that you're not going to want to miss. So, Arash, what are we talking about today?
Well, you know, your life is going to change when you increase your impact and your contribution. We want to remember the law of compensation is always working. And so I want everyone to look at their income right now from a neutral place. Don't judge it. But that's how well you are using the law of compensation, either consciously or unconsciously. The law of compensation states that you get paid in direct proportion to the service you render, the need for what you do, and the ability you do it. So how much you're valued in the marketplace. Now, if you look at your contribution and impact, could it be better? Are you coming from scarcity? Or are you coming with an obsession, following up on our last episode of excellence, of really making it an obsession that you're leaving everybody better off than you found them? Now, what I've observed over the years, we are here and we're meant to serve at the highest level. But why does somebody not serve at the highest level? It's because of scarcity. It's because of lack and limitation in their heart. They're trying to get the next deal. They're trying to manipulate it instead of attracting it by the person they become, where they're completely detached, they're completely released, and they're focusing on making their customer the most important person. And there's a big difference between giving and getting. When you're attached, you're coming from a getting. So you're not going to have that 10X value obsession, that 10X impact obsession, that 10X contribution obsession. So you will know the person who is coming from attitude of authenticity. They are so locked in on how they can help you. And you'll hear it in their language. They're so calm and relaxed, and they're constantly focused on, I want to give 10X value. That's the intent before they work with a customer. I want to give them 10 times more than what I'm going to receive in cash value. That is going to change your life. That intent is going to change your business overnight.
Arash, you just used the perfect word. I was looking for a word to ask you a question. You used the word intent. Do you think that intent picks off the service that you were, like the place that you're coming from when you provide service, whether you're coming from need or whether you're coming from truly service?
Well, we have to make this a part of our identity, and it has to be an all-in commitment. I remember many years ago, my mentor told me, he said, if you want to never worry about money again in your life and have a surplus in it, you want to practice leaving everyone better off than you found them. When you're at the grocery store, give a compliment. Mm-hmm. When you are at the gas station, smile at somebody. Get in the habit of leaving every person better off than you found them. I remember, this is probably back in 2008, I was at this event that was a week long, and you're living there, literally for a week. And then after the second day, there was about 100 people here. They put us around in a circle. And you had to go stand in front of every person, and they're going to say their experience of you these first 2 days were either you were a taker or you were a giver. I remember thinking, oh, crap. Not because I was such a conditional giver at that time. And I knew it. Like, I judged people, like, well, how they looked and different things. And I was, like, cringing. People were actually kind of kind to me that they gave me a good grade overall. But I knew that exercise changed this whole understanding for me. And I said, I've got to release the judgment, and I've got to really get to know people and not prejudge them. And it was such a big deal for me because I changed it in that moment. You know how you have these moments, you just have an emotional impact? Mm-hmm. Well, that was one that I put a lot of deliberate focused attention on practicing leaving everyone better off than you found them. But if you have scarcity in your heart, you got to deal with that scarcity. If people like you, they'll listen to you. If they trust you, they will do business with you. How do you build trust? by being honest, by being present, by focusing on them, by being very outward focused, not inward focused. And that's how you're going to 10X your value obsession.
Okay. I just had like a somewhat of a breakthrough and I want to talk this through with you because I don't know if I'm thinking about this the right way. Obviously, well aware of the impression increase. We talked about it on our podcast before. I think we have a whole episode on it. We've also talked about the different types of compensation, monetary, psychic. When you talk about the law of compensation, which I've heard for probably 15 years now, I've always only equated it to monetary compensation, the law of monetary compensation. But in reality, you could apply the law of compensation to all types of compensation and in every area of your life, not just business, correct? Because in your, like you provide a certain service in your family, there's a need for what you do. Like it's the intent that you come to each area of your life with your friendships, with your business, with your clients. Thoughts?
Yeah. Well, people automatically think compensation with money. It's like people associate wealth with money, but there's so many different forms of wealth, you know? So money is one of the least important forms of wealth. But if I say wealth, most people will think prosperity right away. Yeah. So you're compensating in everything you're doing. Everything has compounding interest. Like as a parent, you're compensating your kids by the lessons you're teaching them, but more so by the example you're showing them. So this is working with a friendship. If you don't give your friends attention, the friendship is going to dissipate. That's why relationships are a great form of wealth. It's a great form of compensation. So, but it's your ability to really be outward focused and making an obsession that I really want to leave people better off than I found them. And it's not about getting, it's about giving. Once you release the getting, and you come from a giving as your obsession, and you come from impact, where like really getting emotionally involved in helping somebody, that's where you're going to have a surplus of financial wealth. That's where it comes from.
So earlier you said 10X your value. In order to 10X your value, what's the first step? You decide you're going to show up. You decide you're going to like walk us through.
Well, to 10X your value, you got to look first off and do an inventory is what is my value right now? How am I giving value? Am I giving more to others and less to others? And then you've got to work on your ability to do it. Your ability to improve what you're doing in your business or what you're doing in your job or what you're doing at home. Your ability is just repetition. It's just practice repetition doing it. Well, if I'm talking about 10X in business, how can I become the standard in my industry? Where are my gaps of where my value is not strong enough because I haven't built my ability to do it yet? So I would work on that. And always be transparent and honest with people. You know, don't pretend to be something you're not where you overpromise and underdeliver. I want you to overdeliver and underpromise. They will never forget you and they will refer you. And you're going to have fans coming to you because they're going to refer you to more and more people. So you want to really understand making your value proposition and obsession will become a magnificent obsession. It'll become, I just want to keep getting better. I want to keep leaving everyone so much better off than I found them. So world-class is about impact. It's about how you are transforming somebody, whether you give a great event, whether you are in fundraising, whether you are in any type of business, whether you're at a job, but you take so much pride in what you do. And as you do that, you're going to see everything draw to you by the law of compensation effortlessly.
So would you agree that there are skills that you need to develop in order to portray your value more? So if you have all this value, but you're not sharing it, then you're not helping anyone else. So you're not 10Xing your value because you're not giving value to others, right? You're just keeping all the value. But if you develop your communication skills and you can communicate better with people to give that value away, so do you think there's skill building that has to be done in order to 10X your value?
There's no question. But the first is the intent that I'm going to 10X everybody I'm talking to, anybody I'm working with, my team, I'm going to 10X my impact on them. But everything is communication. Communication is a transfer of energy, but it's also a transfer of belief. And one of the best things you could do with a customer or if you're leading an organization, leading a team, don't see them as they are, see them as where they want to be. And you're communicating that way on an invisible level. But we're communicating on so many different levels. We're communicating with body gestures. We're communicating with ideas we hold. We're communicating with our energy. And we're communicating with how we're actually speaking into existence. If I said to somebody, I really believe you could do this, that I can really help you, but I'm really feeling inside, God, I hope they do this. I hope they pay for this because I really need this. Well, I'm sending out a double binding message. That would not be an obsession of value. That would be an obsession of what I can get. When we let go of what we can get and focus on what we can give, it changes the game. There's a question that I ask myself all the time. This is how I start my day. And it's, am I attached to anything? And what would be wise for me to let go? And what is my biggest fear? Well, if I don't have any, then I'm in a good state. I'm emotionally free. But if I have those, I have to deal with those right away, because if I'm holding on to them, I'm going to project it out into the world. I'm going to project it to the clients. And I never want to do that. Your ability to serve, and that's what we're talking really about, is service, is one of the best skill sets you can ever develop. You can serve somebody just by listening to them and not interrupting. You can serve them by the language you use. So service is something that is a skill that can be developed at the highest level.
Raj, I think one of the things that you have done so well to level up your service is you give 100% attention when you're speaking to someone, whether it's on a program call, on a phone call. You're not distracted. You're not looking at your phone. You're not, you know, you are not multitasking. You're 100% focused on listening. And your intent is to help that person. And I think that's rare these days because everybody's got their cell phone in their hand and everybody's doing 30 different things at once. But to give someone your 100% focus means a lot.
Well, you got to treat people like they're the most important person in the world, because they are to them. And what I don't want to do is be in the middle of a conversation and then take a phone call, because what I'm communicating to them, they're not important. That phone call was more important than the conversation. And if I'm working with somebody, I'm all in with them. All my energy is on them. And that's how you serve. I give my mentor all the credit. I remember one day we were at a restaurant, and in the middle of the restaurant, we're in the middle of dinner, and this lady comes up to him and said, "Oh my God, you've changed my life." He stopped everything and he walked away with her and had a 30-minute conversation with her. And I asked him when he came back to sit down with us, because I was observing it. And I said, "Why did you do that?" He said that was the only opportunity she was going to have. And when somebody has that opportunity, you want to give it to them if it feels right. And I'll never forget that. You think I'm kidding? I used to ask him thousands of questions on service. He was the very best at serving. I learned so much from being around him. That's why our environment is so important. That night, I'll never forget, it had such an emotional impact on me, and it upped my service just by watching. You know, so if we're a learner, we're going to be picking up things every day. Like, you could learn just as much from people who are doing it the wrong way as much as people doing it the right way. And when we make an obsession to leave everyone better off than we found them, when we make it an obsession to get so good at what we do that we're the standard in our industry, you're going to 10x your value. You're going to 10x your impact. You're going to 10x your contribution. And I promise you, your rewards will be 10x if you're not attached to it.
So good. All right, Raj, as we wrap up this episode, what is an action step, but also what is one thing you want everyone listening to this to take away?
I will tell you this. This is one of the most valuable lessons that you can learn if you implement it. That's number one. And I want you to give yourself a 30-day test. For the next 30 days, I want you to leave every person you're in contact with better off than you found them. If you get somebody who refunds one of your sales, say, "Thank you so much for taking the time to work with me." Like, look for the good in everything. I've already talked about that enough on these podcasts. But practice for the next 30 days that you're going to be present with whoever you're talking to. And you're going to leave everyone better off than you found them. That means your spouse too. If you're having a conversation with your spouse, put down your phone. If you're having a conversation with your kids, put down your phone. Practice being present. I promise you, it's going to change the game for you.
So good. Raj, thank you so much. And thanks all of you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. Share this with your friends and family. And we'll see you next week for another episode on the 7-Figure Standard Podcast. Thanks, Raj.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 7-Figure Standard. We hope you found the insights and strategies helpful on your journey to success. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform to help us reach more people like you. To learn more about Arash and Mikey and how Voss Coach & Co. can help you achieve your goals and reach new levels of success, visit VossCoachAndCo.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of 7-Figure Standard.